attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Highlights live from the Health Freedom Expo in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. I'm going right to the happy stuff that goes on here. And people do get to smile a lot. Yes, sometimes they get to cry a lot, commiserate on some of the things that brought them here, including the devastating impact of a government and government regulatory agencies that do not want you to know the things we talk about here live on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio 6 days a week right here on GCN Live Sundays. And, of course, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio, often rebroadcast through UK Health Radio, and also a network in Australia. So we are growing worldwide. This message of health freedom and healing liberty is something that crosses all barriers, all socioeconomic status, all cultures, all religions, and brings us together. And it brings us with the highlight, the happy time here at Health Freedom Expo 2 years in a row. The best thing that happened to us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Marlon Glennon family came from Detroit instead of going to Disney. How did you get the kids to come here 2 years in a row, Marlon? Come on.
Now, Robert, I told you all about this the last time, and I wasn't making it up. I think you thought I was playing with you when I told you this, that the kids love you, love your show. They're excited to come. The only reason we were not here on Friday was because my daughter, she had her eighth grade dance, right?
Say.
Then after that, jumped up.
But she got in trouble for going to the dance instead of here, right? No. We told her we were glad. I was so glad that you went to the dance. And we actually heard from Aretha last hour. She was on the show briefly.
Yeah, she was telling me that.
Telling us how funny we are. And we all thought she meant funny looking. But Marlon, listen, we talked. We got to share a meal yesterday with your family. Just love you dearly. The message that we're bringing out here, you're bringing out into your own community. I don't want to get you in trouble, but you have a job in a certain area that is not real, let's say, welcoming of this kind of information. Very empowering. What is going on out there in the school systems that is disempowering that you would love to see corrected and changed?
Well, you know, Robert, when you look at it, it's a government school system, and we all both know that you've talked about the controlling aspects of government. When the more that people understand, the more freedom that they have, the less they have a need for the government. So what keeps the system from growing or keeping it from being what it should be is because it keeps people in bondage and it keeps their minds locked up. When you look at education as it's structured now, it's not really meant to educate in the traditional sense of education. It's more so meant to control people. So you can look at what I'm trying to do as a way to free people's minds in whatever little way I can do, just like you do. You know, you plant seeds all over the place. Some say may take root. They may not, but we have to get that message of freedom out there. And whether we believe it or not, there are a lot of people who are receptive.
Well, Marlon, you use the word bondage, and most people look at bondage and they don't think of government. I still think that a lot of people don't. They look at government set us free. And so how do you equate the two? How is it working today? What went wrong if something went right in the past? What is going on now?
Well, there's a paradigm shift that has to happen. You have to look at who's controlling the system. The government controls the system, though by default, they also control the message that's being presented out there. So when we have that message, we have to have a counter message that goes with that. When you say, if you really think about it, people think of slavery by having some chains on them, Robert. You
right.
know, they're in prison, you're in chains and whatnot. You don't think, well, I'm still walking around, I can still go shopping, I can still spend time with my family.
Yeah, how is it possible we're in bondage in prison if we can still do all that?
But they don't understand the mental condition of slavery. You can be mentally enslaved by not having the freedom to grow a garden, the freedom to own a gun, the freedom to drink alcohol. I know people say, well, you should only drink when you're 20. 21. Okay, by whose definition does this happen? These are the subtle entrapments, the subtle slaveries that people don't even recognize, and it's up to you and people like me to awaken them to that subtle slavery.
Now, how has your message been received in your community? Are you an outcast there, or are you welcome? I mean, because you and your family are such a loving family, I can't imagine anybody would go, Marlo, I don't want to hang out with that guy. But then again, your message is something that's kind of counter to what the common belief system
is. This is true, and it's funny you should say that, because I do tell this to my coworkers, and I tell them about your show, and I tell them about liberty and freedom. And I've had several coworkers tell me, you have to be on somebody's FBI watch list.
Well, now we know everybody is,
right,
though,
which
right?
may or may not be true. Okay, fine, whatever. But you still have to speak that truth. And I think what happens is once they start to apply a few of the principles, and that's the case, Robert, people have to see it in action.
Mm-hmm.
And once they start to see, well, you know what, maybe this guy isn't as crazy as I thought he was. Maybe some of the things you're saying is actually true.
Right.
And they see the subtleties of it. But with each people, and I've told my wife this, it's a journey for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people wake up instantaneously, other people takes a little bit longer.
Right, right.
There's some, maybe, you know, never at all.
Well, it's kind of like people, the concept of judging a book by its cover. It's very easy to just look real quickly at someone and go, oh, I know all about them. Or,
right.
Or you know, I have a Ron Paul sticker on my computer. That's for me to know who my friends are. Because I know people that like Ron Paul like liberty, right?
Correct.
But some people look at that and say, no, that means you're racist. I'm like, how did that happen? If you watch somebody's life and live out in a certain way versus what the news wants you to believe about something. Now, somebody could get to know you, Marlon, and assume based on where you live, the pigment of your skin, this is what you're like. And suddenly you come out one day and say something about liberty, and they go, wait a second, something's not right here. You're supposed to be this. What is that all about, supposed to be? Who says that?
Well, you know, that's also another paradigm that we deal with how the government structures it. Think about it. It's a divide. And it's a conquer. You spoke last night when we were eating. You were talking about neighborhoods and how neighborly people are now. A lot of this is being constructed by the media, by the government, to make us distrusting of everyone. And if we judge everyone by a stereotype, then you don't have to take the energy that it takes to get to know somebody. The simple, hey, how are you?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how do you live your life? What's going on with you? How's your family? We all have love. We all share family. We share friends. There are more commonalities that we have than the actual differences, but the system is set up on accentuating those differences, giving them to the forefront, be it the media, be it the government, be it the school system. Everything is accentuated of how different we are, but in the truth, we all share a lot of things that we don't even realize we share.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you said getting past the superficial, getting to know people, and I often say, you know, live your life as you would like others to live and lead them by example. Now, I'm not the first guy to say that. I'm just
right.
trying to say, you know, we do that. And then there's an incongruity in people's belief systems about you. When you say, hey, I love liberty, or I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they go, wait, I know Marlon. I thought that Robert Scott Bell guy would be crazy. He's, you know, but Marlon's not. I know him.
Right.
Right? So it changes not because you had to tell them or convince them, but they know your heart, right?
And
they know where
you're
at. The life you live. And that's the leading by example. Now, it doesn't wake everybody up like a snap of the finger, but those who are in your sphere of influence have to now question some of the beliefs that their peers are telling and putting on them and going, wait a second, I know you say that about that guy, Ron Paul or whatever, but I know Marlon, we talked about him, and maybe that's not the case. And you plant seeds of doubt, but they're more or less seeds of, I'd like to say seeds of liberty that are planted
that
we're wanting to grow.
And what has happened, Robert, is we find ourselves in the paradigm. It's all been switched. It used to be a time when we all trusted each other, but you had a distrust of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been flipped where everyone completely trusts authority, but we distrust each other. We can see where that's gotten us as a people in a very bad situation.
Right, right. Well, and my producer there at GCN says there's a website. I've never seen School Sucks Project. I hope that's one to try and improve the school systems. But, oh, man, when you look at the government control, federal control over local, I mean, don't you think the parents' involvement, parental involvement in the local school system would improve it, or would it make it worse?
I think it would improve it if they were able to experience what liberty is. But, Robert, I think we've been so far removed from what liberty is. We even struggle with understanding that concept. Walk up to anybody and just say, could you tell me, define liberty?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you? You probably have 50, 60, however many definitions you have.
Sure.
based upon that.
Yeah. So what do we do? We're a nation that's called America. It was a melting pot. But what brought us together was the love of liberty. Now, we know in the origins of America there was a different consciousness. There was,
yes,
a different viewpoint on people. But that shifted over time. Certain things we're not going to go back and do. Certain things we might have to. And number one among them, and you talked about it last night, planting our own food, growing our gardens.
And we have gotten away from that. Everything has become so commercialized. We're so used to going to stores and shopping and buying everything and listening to your show and others who have a similar message to you. It's Liam as well, how to get more local. If it's just going to the organic markets and supporting local businesses and things of that sort, and even coming to this health fair, you see different people and the businesses they have. We have to support each other because we don't understand the power that comes from. We aren't even able to realize how powerful we really are,
mm-hmm,
as
mm-hmm.
people. And that's part of the programming as well. Well, you can't do it unless you've asked for permission. One of your favorite lines is,
right,
stop asking for permission where none is required.
Right.
We have to stop. I don't have to ask permission to grow a tomato. Really?
Yeah,
to
really?
Grow a tomato?
Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to do that.
But, you know, a lot of our friends out there don't even know that there's prohibitions against certain things, like it's something as silly as growing a plant.
Exactly.
And then they say, well, no, you're free. Why are you complaining? Well, really, what is the definition of freedom or liberty again? We come back to that. Is it just to be able to go out shop and get stuff that's made from oil from China?
I think we've gotten soft, Robert, where we don't realize the hard work that is required. Liberty, or somebody said before, freedom isn't free. It may sound cliche-ish, but really you have to understand, you have to educate yourself, you have to be a part of the process. You can't just be a spectator on,
right,
the road of life. You got to participate.
Marlon, Glenn, and family, we love you dearly here.
Love
you know that.
Robert,
you're
always
number one out there. You make us happy that you're there, and you keep rocking the health world. I know you will.
You do likewise, buddy. Doing a great job, as always.
Big hugs to the whole family. Shout out to all of you listening in Detroit and elsewhere around planet Earth. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the Health Freedom Expo. We got a lot more healing to go with Ty Bollinger and Liam Sheff after the break.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hey, we're back. You know, this is what happens when we go live here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get distracted talking to folks. Tom, I don't know how bad that was. You can slap me as a host. That was like the worst thing I've ever done on the air. Just forget, hey, we're back live. Hey, but that's it. We're live on the air.
We're back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger's here. Also, distracted by just the loving family there. And Liam's coming back. Let me bring up his mic. Liam, can I hear you? Can I hear you, Liam?
Come on, Felipe.
Felipe, talk to me. Talk to me. Yes, here he is.
Monsanto Care is in the house.
All right, rock and roll.
Time to get you Monsanto Care. Come on now.
Hey, you know what?
Open wide.
No. Oh, my gosh. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. LiamChef.com, of course, for official stories and so much more. The book that is it's shaking the planet, Liam. You're shaking the planet with official stories and Cancer Outside, Step Outside the Box. We do a lot of 5 days additional to this day, and we're glad to be here. The Health Freedom Expo. We'll be saying thanks to some of our sponsors in a little while. All we ask is you say thanks to them as well, because they make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Ty, amazing family. I just can't stop talking.
Yeah, the Glenn family is amazing. I got to share a story. So you were talking to Marlon. I was standing over there talking to Aretha, and these couple kids came up behind, looked like teenage boys, real tall, looked like they were athletes.
Yes.
And they're watching you interview Marlon. Now, if anybody's looking at Facebook and see pictures that you posted of you with Marlon,
right?
He ain't no small guy. He's very well built,
muscular guy.
Oh. And in very good shape. And they stood behind him, and he's wearing a Detroit Tigers shirt.
Yes.
Okay, to preface this story.
Are the Tigers in town?
I don't know.
I guess
they thought that the Tigers were in town because they said, he looks like he plays for the Tigers. I think he's a ball player.
Oh,
so anyway, you were interviewing a Detroit Tiger ball player just now, but great interview. Marlon's something, isn't he?
Incredible, incredible, healthy, and vital family. And Liam, still, it's so funny that, you know, they do. And Aretha came on. She said, you guys are funny. You guys are funny. And you said, I remember when we first connected, how you threw all this humor in a little bit. For me, wasn't I a little reluctant? A little? What was wrong with me?
It wasn't your bar mitzvah.
What did bar mitzvah have to do with anything?
When you were 13, you got a keyboard.
Yeah, a synthesizer.
You got money and you bought a synthesizer.
Yeah.
And a mic stand.
Yeah.
And you decided you were going to be? Elton John.
No. We were playing Kiss without the makeup.
Really? All the boys?
Talking.
Oh, I see.
But my friend was into them. I was like, hey, whatever. I'm just having a good time here.
We were always the Beatles.
So we're still jamming, but we're jamming with our vocal cords. You have a nice singing voice. I don't claim that I do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So
this next number is going out to Robert Scott Bell. Yeah, you had been doing serious work. And you stood up and you were sort of evangelizing, look, this is making me crazy what they're doing. It's making me mad. And I came in and I said, bow, bow, boopadoo. And
you said, made fun of me. You said, hey, this is Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And what did I do?
I've been blocking the old world. And you said, stop it.
I couldn't believe it.
Tears.
You're making fun of me. Why would you make fun of me? I was crying. Poor Robert Scott Bell.
And
what happened?
The next day you said,
what? Let's do it.
The numbers were up.
They're listening. I can't believe it. They're tuning in.
It brought you out.
Yeah. Well, I've always tried to inject some humor, but you definitely brought out the funny. You brought out the funny. What? What did you just say?
I said you're funny.
I'm funny looking. Funny looking, everybody. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Liam. You're the best.
No, we really, I mean this sincerely. We love you.
Oh, we love you.
No, I just want to say sincerely, hold on a second.
Now you're going to make me cry.
Now, hold on a second.
Yes.
I just want you to know, don't panic. We're all counting on you. Blow this one. It's just the game.
It's just the game. I already blew this one out because I forgot that we came back live, and I was like, I was just do-de-do-de-do-de-do. We're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, we're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get back to it.
It's because there's so many people around.
Yes.
Having a good time looking at my posters that I want to sell them, and they're just looking, and I'm not there.
Yes. You
people
check it out.
People looking at it One World Way. People looking at it. Dr. King's stuff, people looking at Sovereign Silver, and we want to help them, but here we are.
T-shirts. Nobody's buying T-shirts.
And what you need to do is get Felipe to your government to go handle your post for you.
Hello, Felipe, the government here. I forgot, we're on the air. Monsanto care for everyone. Number one, take the genetically modified soybean. Now, get the fleet animal bag, swallow the whole thing. Call me in the morning.
Speaking of genetically modified soybeans, by the way, Felipe.
Yes.
We have time here, Robert, to go into a cat story.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, so anyway, this is a serious story, but Felipe just left, so I can get back to reality here for just a second. One of the sad things that happened with my family over the weekend was that we had three little kittens that the kids were feeding infant or were feeding kitten food. You know, the little soy-based infant liquid for kittens, not infant, but for kittens. Now the mama cat had died a few weeks ago, and so they were literally taking this little liquid cat food and feeding the little kittens, trying to keep them alive every 2 hours. I mean, it was a huge undertaking for the kids.
Right.
Huge undertaking. They were really attached to these kids. Well, I talked to my wife this morning, and they all died. All three of the little kittens they had been feeding the kitten food had died. Now, here's what happened. She called me back, and she said, we figured out what happened. They had been feeding the kittens the liquid kitten food that was not soy-based.
Okay.
They had to switch over yesterday.
Did they run out?
They ran out. Uh-huh. Couldn't find any of the other, apparently. And they switched over to the kitten liquid, the whatever, the baby kitten food.
Yes.
That was soy-based.
Uh-oh.
And all three kittens died last night.
So she said, it was a GMO soy-based kitten food.
GMO soy-based liquid kitten food.
Oh.
And she said it looked like that all of their stomachs just basically blew up. This happened last night.
Yeah.
Because of the soy. I'm sure because of the soy-based kitten liquid.
Well, we went to Chipotle last night, and we actually brought up the GMO issue with them in there. And one lady said, you don't like GMO? Is it, or something like that they were asking.
You don't want GMO?
You don't know. I was like, heck no, we don't. Now, props to Chipotle because they list their ingredients right there online, and they'll let you know what they're using. And it seems to be that from their perspective, they're trying to eliminate that, which keep pushing the envelope there and keep pushing any company out there.
Yeah, and I was so happy that I was able to get the corn salsa that was non-GMO.
Yeah.
Haven't had corn in forever.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. So what else we want to do today?
Felipe the governor has run a government study.
Yes, what does it say?
The kids' stomach explode. They don't have enough corn in their diet. You need no soybean.
Oh, they were missing the corn.
They're missing the beet corn.
Oh, it's so good that we have Felipe with us here, because I would have never drawn that conclusion.
It's very simple science.
I did not know that. Well, listen, the cat story, those of you out there, listen, it's not just about humans. The animal feed going into... What? The animal feed going into the animals.
Yeah. Oh,
genetically modified. And, you know, you don't want to eat that
stuff. That's right. So you got to watch what the animals eat as well, because we have laying hens, as I talked about, on our little piece of property in South Texas.
Is that a Liam joke?
Wilbur.
So we got the laying hens, and we let them free range, but sometimes they need some grain.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that it's all non-GMO grains as well, because then that genetically modified organism is going to go into their body and then eventually into the egg.
Yeah.
So you really got to watch what the animals are eating. And I'm sad for the kids. Kids, I know you're listening. We're very sad that we lost the kittens.
Yeah. Listen, this is part of the life and death cycle we learn about at younger and younger ages, unfortunately, as more and more families are affected by cancer and other things that we are talking about ways to undo and really prevent. And we're not asking for permission while we're doing it, are we, Ty?
No, we're not. We're never going to ask for permission to do the right thing.
Is that right, Liam?
We never ask permission. We leave it to government.
All right, we'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this, live from the Health Freedom Expo.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract,
and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back at the Health Freedom Expo, and this time I remembered we're back from break. Hooray, Robert's back on the job.
We made it on time.
I'm going to replace myself with Liam and Ty. I've got to go. I don't even know when we come back.
Well, you know what the funny thing is, Robert, we're talking, and we're on the air, and people are standing in front of the table trying to talk to us while we're on the air.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking on these microphones to each other.
Hello.
Felipe J. Government's with us.
Yeah.
But we still have people that are trying to
get our
attention.
We don't have the big on-air. If you look on the Facebook page for Robert Scott Bell, you'll see there's no on-air thing going, but people, we're talking. Talking on the microphone, people. Hello. Well, listen, we're having fun. They love you. They love us. We're having a good time.
His problem.
What?
You got any more bitter squash?
Bitter squash?
Bitter squash from the Monsanto.
Bitter squash. That's please squash. German squash. Please squash. Bitter.
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right.
I am Felipe J. Gorman from the Monsanto health plan.
Speaking of Monsanto. Roundup Ready herbicide.
Okay.
Maybe the most important factor.
Oh, enemy of the state.
Enemy of the state. Who's that? Jeffrey Smith?
Jeffrey Smith.
GMO.
Yeah.
We just had a comment come into the Robert Scott Bell Show website. Donna says, I love your health video on vaccines and autism. Could you also comment on Monsanto's Roundup herbicide may be most important factor in development of autism and other chronic disease? This article, and it's from Mercola, Joe Mercola, we just saw yesterday here at the Health Freedom Expo. Hey, Dr. Joe. So we got Monsanto's Roundup. This is a video of Jeffrey Smith being interviewed about glyphosate, or glyphosate, however they want to say it. And we're talking about the gastrointestinal damage that occurs from this. Chronic diarrhea, colitis, and Crohn's also present in vaccine-damaged children because of the primary mechanism of action seemingly on the epithelial lining as well as the microflora there.
And contributing? You know, yeah, what we're not going to do here is get the opinion of Felipe J. Government on this one because he's going to recommend more glyphosate.
Right, exactly.
1, 2, 3, take it down the throat. Glyphosate is harmless to inanimate animal.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Medical ow!
No, oh, well, listen, we agree with who was it that wrote the Donna. Thank
can
you
I
for writing that. Please.
Dear God, who was that guy?
Get him out of here.
Liam Back.
Yes.
Is that guy, I think he's from Switzerland. It's very hard to understand.
I couldn't tell. It was a Hispanic Swiss accent.
No, I think he's Swiss. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Based on the German science he's practicing. Oh!
Liam is back in radio. All
hey,
right.
Glyphosate.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with glyphosate? It's a toxin. It's a deadly toxin. And Monsanto has done us a favor by making sure that the plants that we now plant in Monsanto land. We live in Monsanto land right here. You know, we're in the middle of the, near middle of the country.
Yes.
Around here, beautiful.
You just go a few miles out to the cornfields, and Monsanto land is near here.
Yeah. Remember what they used to call it?
The Heartland.
Now it's Monsanto land.
The people here are, you know, warm in my heart because there are some good-hearted people here. But you're right. They're living now in Monsanto land.
Wow. I mean, you look at the corn, and I'm driving around with my friends here, and they're saying, Monsanto, Monsanto, Monsanto. I'm looking at the long lines of crops growing in the fields, and I'm thinking, man, when I was a kid, this wasn't here. They were small fields, even in Pennsylvania or Massachusetts. Now they're massive. They go forever, and they're all the same crop. And I've grown, at this point, many gardens, and I never
You rotate. That. None of the monocropping.
No, I never. I don't know what you just said, but I never put the same thing in an area that it goes forever and ever because it eats up all the nutrition from the soil. And in order to make the soil nutritious, I'd have to do some terrible thing to it, like take gasoline, turn it into ammonium, and dump it on it. Why would I? Oh, no.
They do that.
That's what we do?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They do. So, indeed, the glyphosate, the Monsantos of the world are making worse something that's already a disaster due to the reliance on vaccination. By the way, I did a 10-hour-plus audio series with John Rappaport, Vaccines, Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. I've got a few left here at the Health Freedom Expo. I'll be lecturing on respiratory diseases at 3. Ty's hanging out a little bit longer as well. By the way, we're almost up on a break here, Ty. I want to say thanks to Moringa Magic Team for helping you be here and for helping us do this today as well when we come back from this break. Thanks to a few of our other sponsors that I'd like you to say a little bit of gratitude as well. Get Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and Work With Your Doctor by Ty Bollinger as well. And we'll be right back. A couple more segments here live from the Health Freedom Expo on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com right now, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're about back here. Yes, we're back. Robert Scott Bell, hot live. Ty Bollinger, Liam Sheff with me at the Health Freedom Expo. And thanks to One World Way. Actually, we've got some samples left. I've been holding them back for Sunday. One World Way samples here at the Health Freedom Expo. You can reach them at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. The Robert Scott Bell Show household uses them. Ty Bollinger uses the One World Way.
Every day.
Even Liam Sheff has had it before.
Yeah. When I was exhausted, I've been biking 20 miles a day.
You're depleted. You need to rebuild.
Yeah. I don't like getting cow stuff, but I needed some nurturing yin-yang energy.
It did good. Also, if you want to know what Robert drinks when he's back home, it's Robert's Water. Robert'sWater.com. You can go there and download a free ebook. And, of course,
I always think you're making a joke when you say that.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you say, what does Robert drink?
Robert's Water. Go to Robert'sWater.com. Okay. It's my water. Okay, no. It's not so fun. See, it's not fun when it's fun. It's hard. Never mind.
All right,
One World Way. Robert's
it's a good
Moringa
product.
Magic Team.
Hey, everything's funny when Liam's here.
Yes, oh, true. It's all funnier with Liam.
Well, sorry, Felipe. When
Felipe.
Here. You guys just missed something really funny, too, over the break. There was Aretha and Liam had a stare down contest.
Our 13-year-old guest today.
13-year-old guest had a stare down contest. And she beat Liam.
Well, she slapped.
She, you know, she had a sneaky kind of she, secret weapon.
She
yeah.
powerfully
she did
slapped her hands in front of her face.
She clapped.
Yeah, like a pendulum, and I blinked, and she said that she won.
Yes.
But I need to see that
on video. We gotta have the video replay. Video replay.
Well, no, actually, the NSA is filming us right now. They've got it on replay.
That's right. Everything is. By the way, Moringa, thank you for bringing the samples here, Ty. You know, we've been putting it in our. We've been putting it in the water. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Superfood, 10 degrees north, south of the equator. We've done a few shows on it. I think we've got an expert coming back on Wednesday when we go outside the box. Who's coming on with us?
Yeah, Dr. Russ Bianchi, who's the formulator of the product. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show on Wednesday with Russ. But I've given out over 400 little individual self-serve packets, sample packets this weekend.
Nice.
Great stuff, Moringa.
How do people get a hold of it? You?
Just give me a call, 281-509-9799. That's
say it again.
281-509-9799 or
go to
visit MoringaMagicTeam.com.
Yep. Also, I want to say thanks to all our sponsors. Sovereign Silver is great. We were talking about the autism thing. I lectured there last week. I talked gastrointestinal. this week, and we talk about the silver aloe protocol for healing the gut inflammation, restoring gut integrity by restoring epithelial integrity. Silver aloe during the day, three times a day, mixed together, and then probiotic replenishment at night, and then more frequently once with the protocol, because you're cleansing during the day, replenishing at night. We'll go more into that another time, but we've got a respiratory discussion that I'm doing at 3 o'clock here at the Health Freedom Expo as well. Now, what else do we want to talk about? We've got a little bit more time. We've certainly got some news stories out there. Ty, anything jump out at you at this Health Freedom Expo of interest we should know about?
Well, I'm just overwhelmed by the energy of the people here. There's the thing that's encouraging to me is to see people that are like-minded, and if everybody here would just tell a few people when they get back home and keep spreading the word, this is going to grow. I think we in one of the super roundtables yesterday, the panel discussions, I mean, we had some big wigs here. We had George Norrie was here, and he was the moderator. We had Jeffrey Smith. We had Dr. Mercola. We had
Doc, was a wig. I was
Doc Wallach.
Sure.
What?
It was a wig. I knew
what?
It.
Who was
it? Norrie.
Norrie has a wig.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
No, it's not. I grabbed it and pulled on it. It did not come off. But no, we had a lot of...
The mustache came off, though.
I didn't try the mustache.
Okay.
But we had a lot of really big wig type doctors and
big wigs.
No,
thank you
no
very
pun
much.
Intended.
Yes.
Pun intended.
He's so fast.
Yeah, Liam. See, I made a funny there.
He's
didn't
like,
even know it was a
and
funny.
And he doesn't even use the microwave.
And
that's how fast he is. He doesn't need one.
Liam was already on it. So,
yes.
But we in the discussion, there was a lot of really intelligent people talking, you know, asking questions. But they mentioned the fact, I think it was Jeffrey Smith that mentioned he thinks we've reached a tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
And in the genetically modified argument and this march on Monsanto. And I think we're there, too. And with this health freedom, I think people go back from here and keep this alive in your hometown and just keep spreading the word. Everybody out there that's listening should be telling people about this. This is about the most important thing that's facing us right now is the freedom. Our freedoms are being taken away, not just our health freedom, but freedom in other areas of our life. But specifically, let's talk about the GMOs. Get them out of the food supply. I was talking to somebody yesterday about GMOs, believe it or not, that was here at the Health Freedom Expo, and they did not know what a GMO was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even people that are in the movement are some of them are not familiar with the GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to keep telling people about the GMOs and the dangers.
Yep, we want to spread the vitamin L, and we are doing it according to Sherazade, our good friend out there, Liam. Sherazade says, yay, you guys are amazing. Keep sharing the vitamin L.
You have to meet Sherazade. She's our super fan in Los Angeles, San Diego area.
Mm-hmm.
She's the kindest. Most, I don't know. We love
just
her.
Just loving. She's just
so
wonderful.
Much.
Yes. And her family, oh, just amazing.
Amazing. Wonderful
yeah. And that's
people.
Like the, you know, Marlon Glennon family.
Yeah.
We have these people that really get the message of what this is about. Sometimes I will get upset on radio. Right now I'm upset because we got a commercial break. Oh,
not again.
No. Yeah.
Not again.
Well, we got one more segment to wrap up this week's kicking off the Health Freedom and Healing Liberty Tour. The Robert Scott Bell Show live at the Health Freedom Expo. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest
largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, big hugs to Julie Whitman Klein and family for putting on an incredible show with great folks, great healers, inviting great people from all over the world, literally coming to this thing in Chicago. And we're wrapping up this week. It'll be sad to see it go, but we'll be back in hopefully the springtime out in Long Beach. We'll see how the world holds together. If there's enough oil to get there, we don't know. But for now, we are here. Liam is here. Ty is here to wrap it up. We have a question of the day from Karen. Hi, Robert. A friend of mine just told me her doc wants to do an eye biopsy. They want to cut into the eye. Listen to this. On her dark spot in the white part of her eye right next to the iris. The doc wants to remove it and send it to the lab to see if it's benign. Well, there's no sure way to make something malignant that was benign by cutting on it like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, his concern is melanoma. Any suggestions as to where to go for more human-friendly information? Thanks as always. I listen to your show almost daily. And when I can't catch the podcast, hi to Liam. Artfully yours, Karen. Well, Karen, thank you for asking the question. Human.
Hey, Karen.
You don't get... Hey, there. Liam said hi to you. You can't... there's no humans in the medical... You would cut somebody's eye just to see if it's benign. You make it... How about extra selenium? How about putting some silver hydrosol in the eye? Oxygenating it. There are so many things we can do here. Your book, Cancer Outside the Box, goes into all of this. Chris Barr on selenium. Read that.
Yeah, that's almost as inhumane as cutting somebody's breast off because they might have a cancer gene, right? They would never do that.
No one would do that, would they, Liam? No one would ever do that. You know anybody who would
Pelita,
do that? No.
No, I was in the Brad Pickham and said, listen, Angelina, it's time to go.
Time to go, Angelina.
Bing, bing.
Bing, bing. It's off with your breasts.
Off with the boom, bing.
No, off with your breasts. Hold on to your body parts.
And I also want to bring up the different ways that you can measure cancer other than a biopsy, because a biopsy will see the cancer. So you cut into cancerous cells, they will seed into the body and they'll spread. That's not a good option. Two better options are the Navarro urine test, which I talk about in Cancer Step Outside the Box. And there's another test called the AMAS test, A-M-A-S, and that stands for anti-malignant antibody in serum. And you can do that test, I think it's Oncolabs. You can just do a search for Oncolabs. Don't Google it, though, because they'll be tracking you. Go to another safer site like StartPage.
Who knows? They might be tracking that, too.
Yeah, right? They're probably tracking everything.
Yeah.
But regardless, there's better diagnostic tests to determine if you actually have cancer or not, mm-hmm. as opposed to cutting on your eye. So that would be
right.
My recommendation as a non-doctor.
And give a call to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, okay, Karen, or have your friend do it. Why? Because he not only has the right form of selenium that we like here, but he's got Christopher Barr's book on selenium. And if you want to know that one cancer answer, cancer, it's not just remedial, it's preventive, but it also cures cancer. Yes, I said it. The research supports it. You can get that little booklet on selenium and cancer from Jonathan at 866-424-1077. Hey, this would be, now I don't have time to queue up the moment of duh, but we do the moment of duh from time to time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's stories that say stuff. Science revelations that are so obvious they could only be called our moment of duh. Exactly. So this one is about radiation. And guys, you will not believe what the scientists have figured out. Mammograms, which is ionizing radiation, may increase the risk of breast cancer in the women who get the mammograms.
Wow, that's startling that they've discovered that, especially in light of the fact that there's been a dozen studies over the last 10 years that have proven the same thing.
Now, a research last Thursday in the British Medical Journal only confirms what we've been saying here for years.
Yeah, radiation causes breast cancer.
Another layer of the moment of duh. It's incredible the things we have to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talked about here's another good moment of duh. Do you know what the United Nations is saying? United Nations saying that chemicals are damaging the health and the environment, your health and the environment.
Did they fund a study?
I don't know how they figured this thing out.
Yeah, well, I think the chemicals have damaged Felipe J. Government's mind.
Yes,
I would beckon to say that. But he is funny though, I got to admit. But yeah, but chemicals are harmful to your health.
Liam,
wow.
You got to hear this. The potential cost of pesticide-related illnesses in sub-Saharan Africa. So between now and 2020 could reach $90 billion. Wait, no, I thought that's where AIDS is. And now they actually acknowledge pesticides in sub-Saharan. What could be happening here, Liam?
DDT.
DDT is back.
Well, they're very, very, very toxic chemicals and pesticides, herbicides and pesticides that are used outside of the United States. Some people, like the Rush Limbaugh set, will actually lobby for DDT because they'll say that malaria is so serious that you have to use DDT to get rid of the mosquito. Nobody says drain the swamp, put in a clean water system. Nobody ever asks people to have clean water.
Well, Rush Limbaugh doesn't suggest clean water for Africans. He talks about, you know, what a shame that we're not using DDT.
But we're using all kinds of crazy stuff all over the world, so people really get sick. India, the WHO wants us to imagine that all Indian farmers, when they lose a crop to Monsanto, kill themselves by drinking the pesticide. No, they walk through the fields.
And they die.
They die.
Yeah.
That wasn't suicide.
No, but this is something I don't understand how they come up with this statistic of 320 or 250,000 people killing themselves by drinking Monsanto products.
What is that?
They inhale it. But that's something that sort of liberal agendas, no offense out there, but have pushed. Like, oh, my God, they've been killing themselves.
One more paragraph here. I want you to hear this. It is said the estimated cost of pesticide poisoning in sub-Saharan Africa exceeds the total amount of international aid for basic health services for the region, excluding HIV/AIDS. Well, why do they do that? Why do they say that?
I don't know. Hibbids?
Yep.
Hibbids doesn't cost anything. It just makes money.
Right, exactly. Very interesting. And they want to disconnect the pesticide from that because they don't want you to know the pesticides are causing it.
That's it.
That was it right there.
Look at you. You caught that.
Oh, my gosh.
That look at the really big brain on Robert.
How did that happen?
Wait a second. Wait a second.
This is I'm the host of the show.
He figured that out on the spot.
On the fly.
On the fly.
They exclude HIV/AIDS from pesticide poisoning because you're supposed to think that when you die in Africa, you had it from sex 25 years ago when you looked at the monkey the wrong way. And
you know what? Now we know why it's called the Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
And I did it with a minute left to go. We're almost done, and I finally did something good today, folks.
You just think I was going to lobby for it to be changed to the Ty and Liam Show, but
yes.
Not anymore.
I'm going to do the poopy dance next. No, the football dance,
You're the
touchdown dance. You guys are awesome. You know, I love you dearly, both of you, and we've had a great time together here at the Health Freedom Expo, haven't we?
This has been great.
Even
this
with time.
Awesome.
It was good, right?
Great.
Yeah, despite the fact I was here, we had a good time.
Yeah. Liam was worried about you.
Well, I was worried about Liam, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Guys, this has been terrific. Everybody out there, come to the next expo. We've got lots of events. June 22nd, I'll be in Eustis, Florida at the Windhorse Theater along with all the people that play music. And I'll be doing something with you there. Well, look for me on the Facebook, RS Bell Media on Twitter. Come on down in an hour. I'll be speaking on respiratory diseases. Download it. Tell all your friends. There's an app now for this show on GCN. Just look up Robert Scott Bell if you have a Droid phone. In the meantime, remember this, vitamin L and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 30 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.